Great, thanks.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Sue Taylor Green from Owens Wanton Bridleways Association and the British Horse Society. And I'm here today to describe how we've worked over the last decade or so, working with the council to get new bridle paths open and generally open access for horses and other users. And also how we've managed to raise funds or gain funding from alternative sources to allow us to get some new paths built. First of all, where are we? Owens Wanton, strange name. Up in the wilds of Lancashire, over there. Sort of quite an urban area between sort of Preston, Manchester, Liverpool, on the way out towards the coast, towards Southport. So it's on the edge of the urban development. We set it up about 13 years ago because there are a lot of horses in the area. Last count, we got about 300. There's several livery yards, lots of private owners, a couple of riding clubs, and riding schools, etc. And basically, no bridle paths. It's all on road, or it was all on road. One of our friends' horse was killed on a local road, and that triggered us into setting up the Bridleways Association, because we decided we just have to get off the road here. It's just, even though they're semi-rural roads, you all know how fast they drive along them, around the bends and everything. This horse had it. We did actually have just one. That's the entrance to it, which is right next to this busy road junction. Now, this was set up about 15 years ago by the late Lady Mary Townley. And it was wonderful, we were very appreciative, but it didn't go anywhere. It sort of started there and ended up in the middle of a housing estate. So horses still had to go through the busy road area to get to it. So our plan was to improve access to that particular path, and also because there's a lot of other parkland in the area and council-owned land, as was previously described. All this land had footpaths over it, but no access for horses. So we wanted to try and work to create more paths for the horses. This obviously needed us to develop quite strong links with the council, and we also needed quite a bit of money. So our first task, as I say, was to try and improve access to this particular bridle path. That is an aerial view, or map, plan map, where you can see at the top end near the intersection where it comes through. Travels through quite a pleasant bit of parkland and ends up just in the edge of the housing estate. Our plan was to create, if you can see the red route, which would link the end of it up to a quieter lane a bit further along. Sorry, it's not showing on the map, but does link it along the edge of the estate. Now, you might be able to see up there is a grey line, which is an existing footpath, which would have served the purpose perfectly. But the council were, at that point, were very reluctant to let us use it as horses, because we were these wild animals that would charge along, mowing everybody down. There was no way could they mix with walkers and dogs and prams. So we thought, okay, they did agree that we could put a brand new path in across a sort of a tree barrier from the original footpath shown there. But this would cost 20,000. So we thought, we've no alternative. They're not going to let us use that other path. We'll have to go along with it. So over the next couple of years, we worked quite closely with the council, convincing them we were serious. We had lots of fundraising activities like pleasure rides, dressage competitions, other things, and also started our grant application learning curve. Now, there is quite a lot of money out there that you can apply for assistance to do these sorts of schemes. It's just finding them and learning how to fill in the forms and sending them off. This we managed to do, and we raised the 20,000 and opened what we call Carla's Way early in 2006. You can see the path being installed there. It stretches about just under half a mile. We had a grand opening ceremony, and this again brings us to the idea of publicity that was mentioned earlier. We think that publicity is so important, particularly to the people who are giving us the grants, and the council. They like to be in on the act. So we had a grand opening ceremony where we had the mayor came. We had a pleasure ride with local riders. Fortunately, it was a nice sunny day. They all got a medallion commemorative of the event. Lots of different people came. And the whole procession was led by a local rider, St. George. Now, this really was good because it he's actually, he works to a local jousting park, so it was quite easy to get him on his day off to come and lead the procession. But we got some fantastic publicity in press coverage, etc., from that, which all aided our cause. We made some good press contacts, and now they're sort of contacting us regularly to see what we're doing, any sort of fundraising events we have, you know, the press are on, and we do get that support, which is great. And as I say, all the people who are hopefully going to give us some money see this, and it reflects on them. Over the next few years, we worked, again, continued with the council. This was really convincing them we were serious. I think we had established our sort of credibility by then, but we wanted to get access through this other parkland area. Had a couple of disputes on the way, but nothing insurmountable. Continued the fundraising, and we opened a network of paths through quite a lot of the parkland in the area. We initially had some objections about horse poo, basically. People don't like horse poo. So we agreed that we would go along and, you know, every couple of days and kick it out of the way. But, you know, to be honest, it seems to have fizzled out and it's not really an issue. It disappears fairly quickly and it is just digested grass after all. You know, it's not that much of a problem. Everybody seems quite happy. And a lot of the locals now say they like seeing the horses coming past. The original path that I showed you earlier was, however, becoming quite in a state of chaos, really. It was, the surface was bark chippings, and that had totally rotted over the years. And there was also a lot of muddy areas, and a stream was crossed with a railway sleeper bridge, which was dodgy, to say the least. It was very slippy. It wasn't exactly going to collapse, but it wasn't good for anybody to walk across, never mind a horse. So we decided we'd better get on and try and refurbish this path. Quotes come in, 26 grand to get that sorted. Again, we went back to the grant application forms, including Lancashire Environmental Fund, who've been really supportive of us. And it's worth having a look at Lancashire Environmental Fund website because they do have quite a lot of information about this. A local haulage firm that sets up charitable donations to local groups, the local council, Veolia, the waste treatment people. Lafarge Tarmac gave us the Top Trek surface at half price, which was quite good. So you can get this sort of assistance in many ways. You could say, well, the council should do it. They should put these paths in. But we know there's no money, is there? So you have to do it yourself if you want to use it. So, lovely refurbished path now, double width so that emergency vehicles can get down to the lower ends of it. So it provides access for everybody now, cyclists, wheelchair users, lots of prams and dog walkers go on, as well as the horses. The bridge is now, what was sleepers, a lovely now safe bridge with rails at the side. We had our grand opening ceremony, and again, making sure we've got advertising for all the fund providers. We had our opening ceremony. Mark Weston from British Horse Society came and cut the ribbon, didn't you? Yep. Again, lots of publicity. So our next step, which actually has started, they started digging out yesterday, so that's quite an achievement. The red line was the new path. If you can just about make out the difference between yellow and green, we've got this loop at the bottom here. Because the top edge went along some playing fields and rugby pitches and parkland area, we decided it would be quite a nice idea if we could make a big loop all the way around the bottom edge. And as the rugby club that uses the pitches has just recently got a big grant from the Sports Council, for drainage and also to put a big car park in, we thought it could be quite good to attract people to the area. People can come with horse boxes, but obviously not just horse users, other users as well, and park up and use the whole parkland area. So that came in. You can see right round the bottom edge of the trees and going into the woodland at the bottom there, with quite a few nice little grassy walks, but they do need surfacing. Quite a large amount we needed, which again we have managed to raise. Obviously we've just started doing it. We did have a public consultation last year, a couple of Sundays we went down there and surveyed people that were using the park to ask what they thought of it and whether they thought it would be of use. So we got a distribution of the sort of youth activities. You can see walking, and particularly dog walking, the two bluish areas, are probably the most favoured activities there. 16% of the horse riders. Quite a few spectators for the rugby pitch, but it is well used by walkers. We got an idea of the age range as well. Tend to be older age group, to be fair. The younger ones tend to be kids on bikes riding through the park fairly quickly or coming to play the sports. But we've got lots of use of people just walking for leisure. And we also assessed sort of those who'd want disabled access and pushchair access. There's not a lot of disabled access currently, but hopefully that will with the circular loop opened up. But a lot of pushchair access takes place. So our funding again, Lancashire Environmental Fund, were very good coming up with that much. South Ribble Borough Council came up with some Section 106 money. Sports awards for awards for all. That was a prize we won from Lancashire Environmental Fund for the previous path that we'd installed. Lancashire County Council and that old charity again, British Horse Society, gave us 2,000, which was great. And ourselves will probably have to contribute 5,000, but that is coming down at the moment. So it is possible, it's just making sure that you do apply for these funds. The money is there. There are many more people who will provide grants. I believe Barclays have some sort of pound for pound scheme where you can, as long as you're a registered charity, they will match any funds that you raise. And it's having the courage to fill in the application forms. I must admit, it can be quite daunting, the first one you do, but once you've done one, it becomes much easier because they all tend to ask for the same sort of information. So all I can say is go and have a go, find your paths, work with the council, definitely, cultivate them, but don't be afraid to ask for money and apply for it. If you don't ask, you don't get it. So thank you for all those who funded us, and all I can say is really do have a go. The money is there. Okay.
Thank you very much, Susan and Anthony. I'm going to save the questions till later, but I just think that's a real example of how inspiring people can be, a bit of get up and go and a lot of sweat and tears, no doubt, but just shows you what can be achieved by people, you know, volunteering their time and effort, really. So thank you for that inspiration and those ideas, which I'm sure people will have questions about, which we'll come back to at the end of the session.